It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Several years ago, I received a wonderful Christmas gift from a gardening friend, a small jar of homemade pickled beets. I've always been partial to these taste treats, and one sample on New Year's Day convinced me that I must grow and process my own supply. With assurances from the giver that the recipe was easy, quick, and fun, I made room for beets in my garden plan and ordered a packet of Red Ace hybrid beet seed. I also did some sleuthing to find out more about these old-time and versatile plants. Two types of beets are grown in gardens: leaf beet, most commonly known as Swiss chard, and beet root, for pickling, cooking, and making into soup called borscht. Beet's large spiky seeds are actually a fruit with several seeds inside, so germination produces a tightly packed row that will need thinning, thus giving a supply of beet tops for salads and soups. Beets take to cool weather and can be planted early. Be sure they're in soft, well-worked soil that allows for even formation of the root, and they don't like a highly acid soil, which is good news for gardeners on our mostly alkaline central high plains. The beet is a native of North Africa, particularly around Egypt, where a heritage form of early producing beet takes the name Egyptian. Originally, only the leaves of beets were eaten, and the ancient Greeks so prized beet leaves that they were presented to the god Apollo on a silver dish, as opposed to the use of lead platters for lowlier vegetables like turnips. The roots of beets are either long and carrot-shaped, or the more popular globe form. They have a sweet, earthy taste and are high in potassium and iron. Health food stores that sport fresh juice bars use beets as a basis for several high-energy drinks, and beets are recognized as a cleansing and purifying spring tonic. Garden beets contain 10% sucrose carbohydrates, and a specialized strain of sugar beets were once a large part of the agricultural scene in western Kansas and eastern Colorado. True to my friend's word, pickled beets are fairly easy to put up. Leave the kitchen filled with deliciously spiced smells, and leave me filled with pride each year as I display the gleaming red jars marching across my countertop. A word of caution if you decide to try your hand at putting beets up for the cold times. Always work with old kitchen towels, and lots of them, as beet roots can stain cloth, cabinets, and kitchen floors. In fact, primitive cultures used beet juice as a natural dye for centuries. The pickling process was a new experience for me, and one that I had long held in awe and at a distance. For some reason, I had never learned to pickle vegetables, although I love them and have been raised with them. One of my earliest childhood memories is of my mother lugging a big kettle of blood-red and steaming hot liquid to a red ant den in the yard. We were plagued by big biting ants that made going barefoot a challenge and playing in the yard impossible. She had been canning beets and decided to try drowning them in the beet water. I remember the red water seeping into the red Oklahoma dirt and the red ants scurrying about as I jumped from foot to foot and watched from a safe distance. I don't know if the ants were physically affected, but they certainly took offense at this treatment because they packed their bags and left within a few days.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.